listening to Community Spotlight on Gila Members Community Radio, Huru 89.1 FM in Silver City, New Mexico, and online at gmcr.org. Our purpose is to enhance public awareness of our featured nonprofit or advocacy organization in Grant County and surrounding area. I'm Candace Burke, your weekly host. Today's guest is Phyllis McQuaid. Phyllis is here to talk about the Silver City Community Theater and its upcoming production of Same Time Next Year. Welcome to Community Spotlight, Phyllis.
Thank you. Good morning.
Glad you're here. Now, before you talk to us all about Same Time Next Year, what can you say about the history and vision of the Silver City Community Theater?
Okay. First, I want to clear this up. The Same Time Next Year, I'm actually doing under the production of Starlight Theater on Gold and 20th Street. I'm directing as a individual, not representing Silver City Community Theater.
I see. Thank you for that clarification. Because there's a collaboration between the two.
Yes, right? Yes, definitely. All the theaters, FCCT, Starlight, El Sol, which does your virus, we have all collaborated and will be continuing to do that. I can give you a little history of FCCT. Silver City Community Theater was co-founded by myself and other members of a Will class, an acting class, in 2014. And we decided to form this theater group because we wanted an alternative to the other theater groups that were in town, something different, something more traditional. Drama, comedy. The El Sol group, the Virus Theater, writes all their own productions, which is amazing and exceptional. And then at that time, there was the musical theater that was doing collaboration with WNMU and doing all musicals for the kids. And then there was the straight theater group that Jack Ellis was running that had a theater, a production like a couple times a year. Anyway, so we wanted to have a theater that had a regular season and would give drama and comedy and so forth. That has changed a bit over the years. We were very active during Zoom. During Zoom. See, I'm saying Zoom. During the pandemic, we did Zoom.
Zoom is now synonymous with COVID, I think.
Yes, yes, definitely it is.
Its own verb for COVID.
Right. So anyway, so during COVID, FCCT did a number of productions through Zoom. We did some... we did one night of a couple different short plays, and then another evening we did a longer play that Mel Gelb and myself were in. We did a Christmas production. So anyway, we kept going during the pandemic, which was important to do. Since then, we've been doing a lot of stuff. The radio show. We have a radio show on Sunday night.
Yes, excellent.
Radio Hour. And it's what's neat is that it's all reproductions of many of the old radio shows in the 1940s, 1950s. So we get our actors on stage and we actually do some of them with an audience, which makes it more live, more real. And the shows are fun. I did a couple mysteries. My husband and I were in one. And it was a dragnet one, which was fun. And that's continuing. And then SECT is doing a lot of work with the youth. We just finished a youth camp over school break. And those were for kids between 6 and 10. And they performed at the SECT annual meeting on Saturday afternoon. And they were wonderful, just very good. Hallie Harris directed that along with Wendy Spurgeon and Gail and Eva. So they had a lot of good help and did a wonderful job.
And yeah. Phyllis, you got into acting when you lived in Maine. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. I started acting probably in 2000, so it's been a little over 20 years. I started actually with my husband. He was in a variety show, and I ended up being in the variety show too. It was a musical show. I don't really sing, just chorus wise, but it was fun. And then I did a number of shows in Maine. The thing with Maine, we were right in mid-coast Maine, so there were a number of theaters up and down the coast. So I would just go audition wherever there was, you know, a play going on. So I had all the way from doing a pajama game Lend Me a Tenor. That was a fun show. The Odd Couple female version.
Oh,
that was a challenge.
A female version. I've never seen a female version of that.
Yes. Yeah, so instead of the two guys, it was the two girls that are together, and they have boyfriends rather than, you know, the girlfriends. And that was a real challenge. That was fun. Anyway, yes, that's where I got started. And so when I came out here, I knew I wanted to be involved in theater. And I looked up, somehow I got Ted Pressler's name, and he was involved in the theater, and he was my first contact with the theater here.
And so this is where it all started, with you moving here and helping us have this amazing community theater.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what can you tell us about Starlight? I mean, I've had Starlight on Community Spotlight. So what can you say about them?
Okay. Starlight's been going a little over a year now with productions. It was a church at, as I say, Gold and 20th. And Joe Navon converted it or renovated it into a black box theater. So it holds about 75 to 100 people, perfect size. And they've been doing a lot. They are actually working on three productions by youth, three short plays by youth. They've had Glass Menagerie, which I was in. They produced Glass Menagerie, which I was in the last play. They're going to be doing Importance of Earnest, which will be right at the beginning of, let me just get my calendar.
Sure. That's an Oscar Wilde play, right? Is it Oscar mm-hmm. Wilde? Is it Oscar Wilde? Oscar Wilde?
Yes, right? Exactly. Yeah. Yep. So they're doing, it's a riot of a play.
Yes, it is. I have seen it before.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So they're the first weekend of April, April 1st, 2nd, and then they're also going to be doing one Monday evening. So it'll be two shows on April 1st, matinee and evening. Two shows on Sunday, matinee and evening. And then a evening show on April 3rd. So it would be packed. It should be lots of fun. Good cast.
Oh, yeah.
And Then so he's done a number of shows, and he brought in a a wonderful woman who did a show on three presidents' wives and how their different take on things, which was very good.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and what else have they done? I can't think offhand, but they've been very busy and hope to do some more plays this summer. So what I hope to do is to direct the play same time next year, and auditions for that will be April 1st. And then that'll be produced by Starlight. And so I already have gathered some of my crew, which is good.
So who's your crew right now? Tell us about your crew. Who are they?
Okay, I've got Gay Hodges, who is going to be doing my stage manager prop person. And then I've got a person who is going to be doing, let me get her name. Her name is Karen Watson. She's going to be helping with dressing and getting people in costumes. Same time next year takes place in six different periods of time. So there's a lot of costume changing in between. So the actors are going to need that help. Joe Navon will be doing the makeup and the hair, which will be wigs at some point. And he'll be helping with costumes. And those are the people I have right now, anyway.
And you're looking for actors? Are you auditioning for actors?
Yes. Let me tell you, I'll tell you a little bit about same time next year. It is, to quote the, this is about a love affair taking place once a year. In the play, you see the couple every 5 years, starting in 1951 and going to 1975. It's a reflection of 25 years of American morals and attitudes, mirrored in the changing lives and personalities in George and Doris. And they meet at an inn. And what's interesting about it is you see how their relationship changes and develops over these 25 years. And
they're married to other people.
Right. They are married to other people. So they so during the show, you hear them talk about their spouses and they talk about their kids. So you learn not only about how they are changing and their personality, but also about their family and how it's changing and growing. Let's see. This is a good paragraph. George is at first a guilt-ridden, neurotic accountant, becoming increasingly stuffy and rich. He gives it all up, goes into psychiatric analysis, joins therapy groups, becomes a latter-day hippie, and finally returns to the establishment. So that covers the 25 years.
Wow.
Doris starts as an awkward girl, then becomes progressively a young, restless housewife, a college student returnee, overaged flower child, career woman, and finally settles into matron. Their changes, however, never synchronize, making for a poignant drama as well as hilarious comedy. And that's just a synopsis that I was reading.
That's a good synopsis. I remember the movie with Alan Alda, was in it, I believe. That was so many years ago.
1978, Alan Alda and Ellen Burstyn. In 1975, the play was done on Broadway, and then they made a movie out of it shortly afterwards, which was one of my favorite movies. And nowadays, they call it a rom-com.
Yeah, rom-com.
rom-com. That's a big a saying now, or so it's a romantic comedy. So when I'm advertising for people to audition, what I'm saying is, do you want to be part of a rom-com? Here's your chance. Starlight Theater is producing Same Time Next Year by Bernard Slade and directed by Phyllis McQuaid. Performances will be June 9th through the 11th and June 16th through the 18th. Auditions will be at the Starlight Theater Golden 20th on April 1st at 10 a.m. or Tuesday, April 11th at 7 p.m. We're looking for a cast of two, small cast, one male and one female between the ages of 20 and 40. I could depend on who auditions. I will look at people older than that if you want to audition. So it's going to be very important for these two people that I cast that they can relate to each other, that they show that they relate to each other. You know, this mm-hmm. is really
yeah,
important.
There's some kind of connection between them.
Exactly. And I've got to see that in order to cast them.
Do you have a good eye for that, Phyllis? I'm sure with your work, you have a pretty good idea as soon as you see
yes.
it together.
Right, right. And I think I'll know probably right away.
That's
seeing
cool.
Seeing them together. The rest of this, if you have any for more information, you can email me at PHYLM as in Mary CQ64@gmail.com.
I appreciate that. And anything else about the audition you would like our listeners to know? I know that the productions often have other people, so many people behind the scenes too.
Right. Right. And that's what, yeah. Always looking, you know, always looking for people to help with putting up the scene, you know, doing a set. I think we've got the set, but we may need help on getting it assembled. And then I'll need help with people. I'm hopefully going to do music in between the scenes. So I will need people to help with that. And also anybody else who wants to help with on stage in terms of the set will still stay the same because they meet in a cottage in an inn, but there'll be little things on the set that'll change to make it reflect the years. So as I say, it starts in 1951 and then goes every 5 years. So not only will there be costume changes and a little different appearance of each character, but there may be little subtle differences on the set to make it reflect the times. So,
what do you love most about being a director?
I don't know. Seeing it all come together, helping it come together. Just it's different when you're an actor. You're only part of the group, but as a director, you can see each individual developing, to watch how the actors develop in their character. That's really fun. And being able to help them, the characters, the actors, work
where they're working together, right? Right now, we have Phyllis frozen here for a second on the screen. So you're back with us.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, you were frozen for a second there. So the internet was a bit unstable.
Oh, okay.
So you were just sharing more about your experiences as a director.
Yeah, I really enjoy watching the actors develop in their characters.
Oh, yeah.
And to help them along doing that. And that's very satisfying. And it's satisfying to see you have this image in mind of what you want, and to be able to help that along to make that final production, that final, yeah, for the final production of it all together, to see it all together, to, wow, yeah, that's it. That's what I wanted. And it's satisfying to see the actors excited about how it's all coming together. You know, even though you have your times when it's discouraging, you know, you forget a line or something like that. But to have it all come together into this final, wow, we, you know, like I'm thinking of 12 Angry Jurors, on how in the end, when we finally performed it, they really looked like they were a jury and they were trying to solve this problem. And
exactly. What a fabulous production that was.
Well, it was satisfying to everybody. I think all the cast enjoyed it.
Again, we're so lucky in the city to have your talents and the talents of so many others. I always say on the show, maybe one day that creativity is going to rub off on me, you know. But I'm so grateful just to you know, observe this and experience it myself in this community.
It is. I mean, what's neat is there are so many talented, as you say, and so many people involved in the theater or some aspect of it. It never stops. As far as I'm concerned, you're always meeting new people or getting to know some of those folks that you didn't know particularly. I did Marjorie Prime in 2019. I did that with Virus Theater. And that's how I got to know Halle Harris, who's a very talented actress and director, and she's just got all kinds of energy. So she was my director and she was fine. And then I met three new people that I hadn't known. So it's just, for me, it's always getting to know new people. When I first came here, my husband and I got involved in Oliver when they did the musical at the FAC Theater. That was with the Music Theater. And that's how I met Ward Rudick. So he's a mover and a shaker in the arts community here. So
he is.
So it was, you know, it's been one person after another. Great, great group of people. Of course, I'm prejudiced.
I mean, you certainly all are so talented. What else can you share with our listeners as we wrap up today's show?
Let's see. Well, I hope what I want to share with you is that I hope we'll get some people that want to audition for this wonderful show for same time next year. It's a fun show. It's warm. There are some sad parts, but not much. I guess I just want to emphasize that it will be a fun show, and please come and audition. It'll be 10 a.m. on April 1st at Starlight Theater at Gold and 20th, and or April 11th at 7 p.m. But I would emphasize, if you can, to come on Saturday the 1st, and we can go through our auditions and we'll see what happens.
That just sounds fantastic. Again, thank you again, Phyllis, for joining us today. I'm sure the play is going to be a great success.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. Love to talk to you.
Yes, same here. You've been listening to Community Spotlight on Gila Members Community Radio, Kuru 89.1 FM in Silver City, New Mexico, and online at gmcr.org. Community Spotlight airs every Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. It's also available online at gmcr.org. I'm Candace Burke. Thanks for listening.